It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Today marks 3 years since the first New Yorker died of COVID-19. Scores passed away in the weeks that followed as streets quieted, save for the sound of ambulances. More than 45,000 New Yorkers have since died from the virus. That's according to the CDC. And even as the pandemic fades from mainstream conversation, many continue to feel the weight of those losses. WNYC's Rebecca Redelmeyer reports on how New Yorkers have found support with one another as they process COVID grief.
Late on a weekday evening, more than 40 people are tuning into a support group on Zoom.
I do see some new names and new faces, which is always wonderful. Welcome.
As licensed clinical social worker Amy Stewart greets them, Ed Koning zooms into the call from his Upper Manhattan apartment in Fort George. Ed's husband, Jody Settle, died in April 2020 of COVID. Soon after, Ed started coming to support group meetings, organized by COVID Survivors for Change. It's a national group that advocates for better support for those who lost loved ones to the virus.
I think that the whole world refused to provide comfort, so we provided comfort for ourselves.
Ed's been on the call nearly every week since. By the time the group gets started, the atmosphere, even over Zoom, feels relaxed. But the topic at hand is heavy, how COVID grief has changed each participant's life. Ed and Jody had been together for 33 years before Jody passed. They were involved in the local church and frequently spent time at a nearby park. Jody had multiple sclerosis, or MS, and was in a wheelchair. Ed says he loved to use the Jungle Gym's parallel bars to support him as he practiced walking. He says these memories have become less painful over time.
The number of days of weeping gets less, you know. There's still a hole in the heart, but you get used to it.
Ed says the group has become a kind of family for him. They're people who understand what it's like to have lost a loved one to COVID, even as the virus fades from mainstream conversations.
There's still so much denial by the general population. There's no support from the general population. Oh, it's just a cold. It was just pneumonia. They must have had an underlying condition. And I always like to think, yeah, they all had an underlying condition. They were alive. Now they're not.
Hannah Poto is also on the support group call most weeks. She lives in the Bronx and lost her mom to COVID in April 2020. Her mom had lived in a nursing home in Maryland, and she wasn't able to say goodbye in person. As COVID case numbers kept states on lockdown, she could only join the funeral over a video call.
I remember just screaming as I was watching that, because I never dreamed that. But just the whole experience of watching this through Zoom, it was just surreal.
Pana says it seems to her like most people have forgotten about the early days of the pandemic. They don't remember the trauma so many families went through saying goodbye to loved ones who died in hospitals, isolated and all alone.
I kind of feel like with COVID grief, we are being left behind. We've lost so many people, over 1 million people, and it's as if it's nothing, and people are just moving on with their lives.
Pana says that's why the weekly support group has been so important to her. Abby Spilka is a bereavement counselor at Calvary Hospital and runs another COVID grief support group for New Yorkers. The group includes people who lost their loved ones during the first wave of COVID deaths, as well as people grieving losses from the most recent swell this winter.
We started to receive calls in March 2020, like immediately, and it was clear that we were encountering a situation we had never faced before.
In the years since, the number of deaths has continued to climb. The city recorded 400 fatalities over just the first 2 weeks of this year, still an immense toll for any single cause of death. Spilka says COVID deaths can have long-reaching effects. Some grievers had to move. Some families lost household income.
I would say that the people who have experienced COVID loss are dealing with so many secondary losses on top of it that it's just mind-boggling.
As the city continues to heal from the darkest days of the pandemic, Spilka says it's important to remember that COVID's toll is still playing out nationwide.
When people hear these numbers, 1.12 million, it's just so important to remember that each of those numbers with somebody's someone.
On this third year anniversary of the pandemic, Spilka says it's essential that we recognize that many people throughout the city are still dealing with loss. Rebecca Redelmeyer, WNYC News.